Go It Alone, The Secret to Building a Successful Business on Your Own, author Bruce Judson. What holds you back? Only few of us feel that we are doing what we most love doing. People who are unhappy at work feel they are wasting an important part of their lives. What should they do then? Their ultimate option is starting a business on their own. The myths about startups. Myth 1. Keeping competitors as far from knowledge of the operations as possible. Truth. Sherman Eisner, the founder of A&E Home Security, says, "You can't be an ostrich and put your head in the ground." He regularly checks to see what competitors are doing, and he's certain that they are similarly watching him. Myth 2. Extraordinary risk is essential to success. Truth. The skills associated with being captain of your own fate may be far more manageable than risks associated with corporate layoffs. Myth 3. The size of the employee's parking lot matters. Truth. The go-it-alone entrepreneur succeeds without legions of employees. Myth 4. Real businesses are funded by venture capital. Truth. It is now entirely possible to build a substantial business without raising large amounts of capital first. Confidence breeds confidence. There are 5 rules to help banish fear and replace it with self-confidence and courage. 1. Believe in yourself. 2. Associate with confident people. 3. Tune up your confidence machine and develop confidence in yourself. 4. Be the master of your ship. 5. Keep busy. Laws of shift and possibilities. The new economy we're living in is governed by a new set of laws that are causing favorable shifts for the go-it-alone business. The following are the 2 most important laws that can make go-it-alone businesses work. Law number 1. Decreasing electronic support costs. Today, almost everyone is familiar with Moore's Law, which holds that every 18 months computing power doubles while the price drops by 1/2. Services that are today at high expenses for large companies will be available in 12 to 18 months on a plug-and-play outsourced basis to small companies at low fees. These kinds of rapid evolutions are endless. Law number 2. The new specialization age. We have entered a new era of specialization. Specialization in retailing. It is now far easier for anyone who wants to offer a specialized service or product to find enough customers. Characteristics of the new go-it-alone business. The go-it-alone businesses run by new solo entrepreneurs are characterized by the following defining criteria. The business is started with a minimal investment and the founder retains full ownership and control of the enterprise. The business is run entirely by a small number of people, generally from 1 to 6. The founder does not set out to create a small business. He's working from the premise that the business has unlimited revenue potential. Go-it-alone businesses are created by all types of people and create a wide range of products and services. Ownership of a business allows the go-it-alone entrepreneur to capture the full values of his ideas. The go-it-alone entrepreneur is building capital. In bad times, the go-it-alone entrepreneur still has a livelihood, but unemployed free agents largely spend their time looking for work. 4 rules that help you build a business. Rule number 1. Personal leverage. Achieving leverage and the amplification of your skills is the keystone to becoming a successful go-it-alone entrepreneur. The personal leverage can reach its maximum power through focusing on the personal core competencies of the individual. Rule number 2. Reinvent the link between your time and your compensation. You should look for business ideas that don't necessarily link your time to your compensation. The clearest example of a time-dependent business is any kind of personal service. Doctors and lawyers of all kinds earn incomes based on the time they spend with their clients or patients. The leverage available to these types of businesses is limited. The absolute contrast to this is an automated business that earns money while you sleep. The ultimate example of a business of this kind is a digital book sold on the internet. Here, your personal time does not limit your income potential. Rule number 3. Focus. A laser is a weak source of energy compared to the source of energy by the sun. A laser takes a few watts of energy and focuses them in a coherent stream of light. With a laser, you can drill a hole in a diamond or wipe out cancer. When you focus a company, you create the same effect. You create a powerful, laser-like ability to dominate a market. Rule number 4. Outsourcing. founders have figured out a way to focus their efforts around their individual skills, around what they do best, and outsource all the other functions to people who can perform it better or more cost-effectively. Extreme outsourcing is farming out everything except the core functions, which are designed to capitalize on your greatest strengths. Today, this type of outsourcing is easier than ever because of the internet's communication capabilities, creating exchange of information between separate companies that can be physically located thousands of miles apart. Rule number 5. Gradualism. The principal benefits of focus and outsourcing lead to a gradual, but sure, growth of the business. Rule number 6. A humble start. Though the corporate world views a lack of resources as a difficult constraint, you can start your own business with limited capital. In fact, the New York Times reports that there is now a debate among economists as to whether providing developing countries with substantial aid actually hinders their long-term growth by encouraging inefficient practices. In this regard, countries and businesses are no different. If you can launch the business and profitably attract customers with a bare minimum of resources, your likelihood of long-term success is high. Rule number 7. Repeatability of sales. There is a well-known adage that is often repeated to people who are launching business consulting ventures. Until you have generated at least one client that you did not know before you started consulting, you have not succeeded. The point here is that it is easiest to build on pre-existing relationships and sell services to people you already know. But ultimately, you will exhaust this pool. To thrive, you need a mechanism for repeatedly selling your services to a broader pool of clients. Alone in the go-it-alone business. If you have decided to go out on your own and operate a solo startup, here are some guidelines. Know that nothing happens unless you make it happen. Be prepared to sell. As a go-it-alone entrepreneur, you need to be a persuasive salesperson. Be absolutely focused on getting paid. Think through your own support system and the extent of your need to stay connected to other people. You will need ongoing connections to balance what may be a life of greater solitude than your former existence. Prepare for the worst. To immunize your business against bankruptcy, you need to make a list of things that could seriously undermine your business. Paste the list on the wall in your office. Look at it regularly and ask yourself, how do I know these things are not happening? Only you can ask yourself the hard questions. There is no one to do it for you. Don't quit your day job until you have no time to sleep. Albert Einstein, who discovered the theory of relativity, is recognized as a model for a go-it-alone entrepreneur. As an individual working alone, he accomplished one of the greatest feats at human achievement while he kept his day job.